The world has a lot to say. It can be hard to cut through the noise and find great audio when you want it. Clamor makes great audio accessible by organizing everything into 18-second highlights. Clamor gives you a personalized power feed of the best information and entertainment in audio. If you discover something that you love, tap to expand the Clamor into full-length music and podcasts. Best of all, you can share Clamors with friends. You can even make your own Clamors, record from scratch, import or remix other people's Clamors. Clamor brings you the world's best audio, one bite at a time.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net. Today's show is sponsored by promodj.com, audioboom.com, clamor.com, sbsdesigns.com, Athukar Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC, Open Bar Music, Republic Music, nyc.com, vintagesoulsupply.com, diamondfuse.com, and manhattanscreenprint.com. Enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Hey guys, before you guys embark into our podcast, the Open Bottle Talk here on Chill Lover Radio, we wanted to go ahead and let you guys know, first and foremost, that this show contains adult, and I do mean strong adult situations, dark humor, and above all, vulgar language. If you're a person who has a weak constitution or any of the things that I stated in this warning, please go ahead and turn this off. No hard feelings. And by the way, Frank, yes, is there anything else you want to throw in there?
If you're Sandy, you might want to leave.
Fair enough. Enjoy. Also, you guys have been warned.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are so happy to be back. My name is Key.
And I'm Frank.
Now, we are the OBS, otherwise known as the Open Bottle Society. And right now, just to let you guys know, today of this recording is Friday the 13th. And boy, do I have a story for you. I mean, it's hands down one of the, I'd say that I'll get to that in a minute. But if you guys are just now tuning into us, man, we are really ecstatic to be here. We want to thank chilloverradio.net for allowing us to, you know, fuck up those ear holes live around the world. I think 143 countries, Frank?
Yeah,
all over the place. And so today's Friday the 13th is when we're recording this here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we are filming live on Periscope. So if you guys want to check us out, head over to OBS Beers on Periscope. You'll be able to find us and join in. And we got a lot of people here. We've got about 40 billion people that are tuned in right now. And about 499 billion are imaginary. So Frank.
Yeah.
All right, so Friday the 13th.
Oh, God.
What a hell of a week.
It's not just Friday the 13th, though.
It's Friday the 13th week.
Plus full moon.
Wait. Full moon?
Yep.
Like werewolves and shit?
There's full moon out tonight.
Oh, God damn it.
Plus it rained like hell today.
Rained like hell like crazy. So now, Frank, I haven't seen you in a week. How's the week been for you?
The week's been pretty good up till today. Today was a rough day. Kids get squirrely when there's lots of wind, when there's rain, when the moon is full. People may say, oh no, that's bullshit. It's not bullshit. They get nuts.
Jody from California on Periscope said, yes, Frank, yes.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, she's definitely a harbor of children. We know that she's into that underground shit, so right. We appreciate Jody from California for acknowledging Frank's plight. Felicia, what is that? Felicia 2H4L, baby, agrees with you as well. But remember, Felicia, if you've seen her scopes, she says, I have always a lot of children. That's exactly how she sounds.
I don't think I've ever heard Felicia sound like that.
Yeah, definitely. So basically, okay, let me ask you a question. Frank. Yeah, in your age, we're both kind of up there. We're not kids anymore. Are you a true believer of the superstition of Friday the 13th?
No, not really. I mean, I never have been, but now that I am teaching, now I believe it. something was going around today. And a lot of my conversations ended with me talking in my head, I'd like to punch you in the face.
Wait, these are children.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Wait, they literally got and under your skin.
That and I loathe you.
I am Harry Sachs says, I love you very much, and Frank.
We love you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Harry Sachs. Okay, so today was crazy. You had to mutter things as a professional. You had to get away from the sheer fact that these are little people and they just got under your skin. It happens, right? It's a stressful job.
Absolutely.
And did anything else weird happen for you on this Friday the 13th ordeal?
No, not due to Friday the 13th itself, I'd say.
Okay. My Friday the 13th started a couple of days ago. Okay, so let's begin.
Please.
So, you know, I pretty much scope every day on Periscope, right? We're religiously. That's the thing that we do. We're always live every day. There's something going on Periscope, on our channel, OBS Beers. So on Wednesday, my laptop, my tablet, and my phone all jacked up. They weren't working, glitching. There was updates. It was just, nothing was charged. Shit just didn't want to upright. It was lagging. I had to reboot shit. Overall, it was a crappy day. But all the Bottle Squad team members, the family members that watch the show that are true about what we do, they cheered me up. So I'm thinking, oh, okay, nothing wrong with that. Thursday hits. We get on Periscope. Me and Sean, right? Biker Dad. The microphone went out. The microphone that we use that people can hear us on the mobile finally went out. So then we had to prove to everyone. Everyone's like, no, it'll be fine. They actually heard the audio difference. It was pretty shitty. And so thanks to Lovebug, and I'll get to the rest of everyone else in a moment here. Lovebug, and I didn't know this. Did you know there's a company that does deliveries 24 hours a day?
Yes.
I did not know that. And so she ordered us a headphone set and we ended up with a new mic. And we raised enough money from the family that watched Periscope. We raised enough money for a brand new mobile boom mic set. So it definitely should be a higher quality show at that point.
Cool.
Okay. Let's talk about today, right now on Friday the 13th. So my hand's been hurting. So yesterday while we were on Periscope, I couldn't open up a beer. So I'm like, thinking arthritis. I'm thinking old bones. Maybe I just, you know, because I moved a lot of calibers, you know, working at the auto factory. Right. So sure enough, I go to the hospital today because I banged it on the tailgate of a delivery. And it turns out I shattered my hand.
Are you sure you banged it on the tailgate of a delivery?
That's what made me go down to my knees. It sure wasn't any dick that I knew.
I still think it's vigorous masturbation.
Well, we can chalk it up to vigorous masturbation. But I mean, that's a great thing that I do. You see me in action. I couldn't help myself, buddy.
Don't forget, so, there is a disclaimer at the beginning of the show.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I was vigorously masturbating to the Chipmunks. It was an old cartoon. I was like, get the fuck out of here. And I literally was like, and I tore it up. No, but I shattered my hand. Basically, what I was doing, I was moving calibers, and my hand, you know, you ever just move and you just bump into stuff because you're just a big ox in a bull in a china shop, and all of a sudden, I'm just moving and hit my hand right against the shelving, which is our metal racks, and I didn't pay attention. I hit it with such force, I shattered my hand. So I'm just moving along, and then this, of course, this morning, now I'm in a cast. So if you're watching this on Periscope, you'll now see my hands actually casted up, and unfortunately, I might have to see a hand doctor, and that means I'm going to have to learn to masturbate with the other hand, or
the stranger,
have somebody help me.
No.
No, Frank, I'm not asking you to help me. Okay, so there's a little bit of, now here's what they say. It all comes in threes, right? Is that the truth? It says all disasters come in threes.
Yeah.
Let's see what tomorrow brings. So, all right, so I'm glad that you're here, Frank. And that was just my little bit of story, guys. I didn't mean to kind of talk that much about my hand. 2017 Design says, let's do a Dutch rudder. Frank, do you know what a Dutch rudder is?
No idea.
Okay, well, I can explain that.
Please.
I'm going to go ahead and give some credit to the Dutch rudder. For those that may never have ever heard of a Dutch rudder, you may have seen it in the movie Zach and Mary Make a Porno. So basically, a Dutch rudder is, I stand in front of you, you stand in front of me, you put your hand on your junk, I put my hand on my junk, and I basically grab your arm and I basically help you out, and you grab my arm and help me out. No one's touching each other except the arms,
right?
So we're just pneumatically working it out, and then there you go. So that is a Dutch rudder. Now, a Dutch armada is 17 or more people doing the Dutch rudder.
Yikes.
You have to have a fleet to be an armada.
Right.
So I'm just letting you guys know how that works. So, all right, Frank, I'm ready for some beer, man. I'm ready for this Friday the 13th edition. And matter of fact, I've learned something that we normally write in our description. What's today's theme?
There is no theme today.
Uh-oh.
Because I picked it.
Random fuckery?
Random fuckery.
Okay, so let's rock and roll.
So we've got from, and I hope I'm going to say this right. People might chortle or giggle. But from Heine Weiss, it's a Weiss beer farmhouse ale. From Left Hand Brewing, Good Juju Ale brewed with ginger. Oh, it's from Butternuts. That's why. It's a Heine Weiss Weiss beer from Butternuts. Our friends at Butternuts.
Wait. They're going to get confused. Can you, you know what? They're going to get confused on the sheer fact that you said Heine Weiss Westerbeer. Why, you got to start over again because they're going to get confused.
Hi, welcome to the show. My name's Frank.
Hi, I'm Key.
Yeah, perfect. So tonight we're going to be drinking from Butternuts. They call it Heine Weiss. It's a Weiss beer farmhouse ale.
There you go.
Better?
Yes, sir.
From Southern Tier Brewing Company.
Which is a huge shout out to our friend, Mr. Jasper Chef.
There we go. This is, they call it 2X Stout. Double Milk Stout from Left Hand Brewing Company, Good Juju Ale brewed with ginger from Midnight Sun Brewing Company. We've got Monk's Mistress Belgian Style Special Dark Ale. That's what we're saving for last.
Matter of fact, huge shout out to Clarence Air from Periscope, Miss Jasmine.
And last but not least, from High Water Brewing, we've got Rio de Oro, which is a Belgian style golden ale.
Absolutely. Big shout out to High Water Brewing. All right, guys. So what we're going to do is, which one's for dessert again?
We're going to do the Midnight Sun for dessert.
And which one are we going to start off with?
We're going to start off with the Heine Weiss from Butternuts.
Fair enough, guys. We'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And right now, if you guys are just tuning in on a pre-recorded show and you fast-forwarded past the intro and all about what we're doing, my name is Key.
And I'm Frank.
And please check out obsbeards.com. And also make sure you do not skip that disclaimer.
Please don't.
Because things can happen like this. Sodomy with a side of roadkill.
Pull your pants down.
Your grandma's missing teeth.
Vigorous masturbation.
There it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and roll with the first beer. Mr. Frank, what are we doing?
From Butternuts out of Garrettsville, New York. This is the Heine Weiss Weiss Beer Farmhouse Ale. It is presented in a 12-ounce can. Oddly enough, I swear to you, I do not see an ABV on it.
5%.
We'll go five.
Probably we want to give a huge shout-out to Mr. Steve, the owner and proprietor of The Owl, who provided this beer here in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Owl is one of the number one coolest spots for craft beer. Not only craft beer, but local beer that he can get from all over Nevada.
And the food is absolute bomb.
The food will make you cream your fucking pants.
So if you're in Vegas, please, by all means, stop at Owl and let Steven know that Key and Frank sent you.
That's right. And if you want, pull your pants down. He'll know. He'll know what that is.
Let us know you're going and you can buy us a beer. I'm going to open it.
I'm not good with my right hand.
That's what she said. I get to open. I get to be the bottom boy tonight.
Oh, no. Why do you get to be the... No. Hold up. Why are you going to be the bottom boy?
Because you injured your hand. With your chronic, vigorous masturbation.
So that means you're fucking going to at least take away who I am?
Sorry.
All right, I'll let you have this first one. We ain't going to let that happen. All right, so basically, if you guys are tuning in.
Oh, yeah, we've got the wrong beer up there.
That's okay. I will show everyone on Periscope what we're drinking.
Heine Weiss.
Heine Weiss by Butternuts.
Butternuts.
So there it is, guys. So there's that. That's crazy. I'm telling you. I'm going to screw that down.
It's sure.
That soundboard and shit.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Frank, anything that you like about the presentation on this beer?
It is nice.
Very nice. I mean, you got all the bottom of it, but whatever.
Well, I'll look at yours, too. It looks like it's not highly filtered.
It's translucent.
It's got some haze going on in there.
Yeah.
Head didn't really stay up.
No.
And that's okay. It is a Weiss beer, farmhouse ale. Now, usually with a farmhouse ale, to me, it's a sour connotation to it. But I've been proved wrong in the past.
You have been proved wrong?
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Unfortunately.
Pull your pants down?
Pull your pants
down. All right. So what we're going to do is now, guys, we're going to speed this up and get down to the smell. So here we go. Cheers to the smell, my brother. Now, there's a lot of citrus going on in here, my brother. A lot of citrus. I definitely can dig it.
What you got?
Well, coming right off the bat, I'm getting pear and a little bit of orange. I know that pear isn't a citrus, but I'm kind of getting that fruity forward smell. It's kind of smells like they probably use mosaic hops a little bit because it's definitely tropical. But what I'm smelling is definitely right off the bat, the body smells to me like pear juice. It's definitely got definitely high amounts of pineapple, high amounts of the orange and orange peel that this thing produces. It's got a real strong body. And it's funny though, because when I think of this is a Heine Weiss or a Weiss beer, I'm thinking of more, you know, it's a Hefeweizen, mm-hmm. But I'm not getting a lot of body with the malt profile or the yeast profile. I think it's a very strong tropical forward item. And even though it's room temperature, that's what's really coming off to me is that tropical forwardness. It's yummy.
I can get the pear. I'm not getting any of the citrus. I'm not getting pineapple. I'm not getting orange. I'm getting wicked, wicked banana.
Yes.
Wicked banana, like the banana candy.
Okay.
You know, the little tiny yellow banana.
Laffy Taffy?
Whatever the hell it's called.
Okay. The more I'm reaching in there, I'm definitely getting banana esters. You know what?
Runtz. Thank you, Jody, from CA. Thank you. Yes,
yeah,
Runtz.
Hey, good job. Pull your pants down. You know what else is in here? And even though it is what it is it me or is there like a real strong body of Belgium yeast? That's like my thing. I mean, when I was describing what I did, I just took one whiff of it real quick and I didn't really reach in there. I like to just talk about the whiff experience. You know what I mean?
I
didn't really dig in there. But you're right. Runtz, a lot of pears. There's a lot of stuff going on in there. It's actually a soft body fragrance and it smells pretty robust. I mean, it's nice all around. Bananas, Belgium smell, the Hefeweizen thing that you're looking for. It's got a lot going on. So anything else that you would like to add on top of that before we move on to the taste?
No, we're just agreeing to disagree in some of those points.
Hey, that's okay. No, it's perfect. I'll cheers to that.
Sure.
You ready to move on?
Cheers to the taste.
Let's get the taste on. Hefeweizen all the way.
It's better than pork slap.
I hate to tell you this. It is way better than pork slap.
Pork slap is another beer from Butternuts, which is fantastic.
This drying aspects, banana cloves, and I do mean banana and cloves. It's got everything that's a classic Hefeweizen, and it's got a farmhouse twang to it. So normally for me, when I think about farmhouses, they're usually sour a little bit or tart. That's just in my head when I always, since I've been doing the show, every farmhouse has had a little twang to it. And man, Frank, I love Butternuts.
Yeah, Butternuts is awesome.
I also like the brewery.
You guys are in the upstate New York area. Go see Butternuts.
Yeah, you guys got to go see these guys. From the first time that I even had them, I fell in love with pork slap. Now I fell in love with this because I reserved from not having it at the bar. And now I know that if I ever go back to the Owl, I'll be like, can I get that Hennywise?
In fact, I know I didn't say it before, so visit these guys online at it's butternutsbeerandale.com.
Yeah, you guys got to go check these guys out. These guys are phenomenal.
Fantastic.
Hands down, delicious. Anything, it is ridiculous. Actually, if you want to know the spelling of it, it's Butternuts. That was from Jody again, Jody from California. She's a very nosy busybody on our channel. She always has tons of questions, but we've noticed she's never sent us anything disgusting, such as nudities, on our Snapchat. If you guys want to make us cringe, send us to our Snapchat at OBS Beards. Holla at your boy.
Nice job, Butternuts.
Yeah, Butternuts.
And it's butter. Not better, butter.
Butternuts.
So let's get down to the grading.
5.
Wow, okay.
Hell of a 5, guys. I'm just going to go ahead and speed this up and get you guys out of here. This beer gets a 5 out of me because all around it is 100% got a classic feel with a twist of a new age style. Their Hefeweizen aspect on here is top notch. It is spot on. It has everything that you think that a Hefeweizen should have. Clove, butter, banana esters, and tons of citrus going on through it. So whatever the citrus marks that you are looking for in your Hefeweizen, it's very aggressive in this beer. At the same time, it's watery, light in body, and super refreshing with a slight twang to it. Very delicious. Number 5 for me.
Nice. I'm going to go 4.8. I think that this is probably one of the best Hefeweizens I've ever had, even though they're not really billing it as a true Hefeweizen. It's a Weiss beer farmhouse ale, but it's got the spices. It's got the banana. The banana can be overwhelming at first, but it's also watery and drying at the same time. This would be so awesome. Summertime, ice cold.
Absolutely. It definitely goes great with, so Miss Young Lady, Miss Rochelle, her Periscope handle is Giant San Francisco Fan Forever 1000. I'm just making that up, but it's Rochelle. She said, would this go great with grilled foods?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, it will, oh, yeah. Baby. Fuck. Ooh. It also goes good with the bedroom.
Pulling your pants down.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next beer. We want to say thank you guys. You guys are still hanging in there. This show's not over. We'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And Frank, what do we have next on the table?
From Left Hand Brewing Company, this is Good Juju, which is an ale brewed with ginger. It is 4.5% ABV, so
ooh.
Session. If you want more information on these guys, it's lefthandbrewing.com, and they are based out of Longmont, Colorado.
All right, so now what we're going to do is Frank's going to open that for me, and this time I call bottoms. I likes the bottom. We have a new term that we're trying to franchise out there and market. It's called being a bottom boy. Not in the gay world, but being the bottom boy means you get all the junk at the bottom of the bottle. I'll be a bottom boy for that, but that's okay.
I'm trying to make sure you get the bottom.
I appreciate that. All right, so right now, so what we're going to do right now is go ahead and get down to the... Oh, you know what? Can I see the bottle, Frank? We got to show everyone on Periscope.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna actually.
I know. I just like to put it up there first.
Absolutely. So, what's the cool part that we can say about this label?
It's got kind of an Eastern vibe, along with kind of Day of the Deadish going on.
I see a mongoose. Hippie-ish. I got a mongoose in one eye.
Rikki Tikki Tavi.
Yeah, and battling a cobra.
Mm.
Absolutely, it's pretty cool. Did you notice the artwork on the side?
Not really.
It's like you said, a little. Would you say Middle Eastern or Midwest?
So crocodile.
Crocodile.
And is that a...
It's got like a face.
I
a
see
hummingbird.
A crab.
Who's got crabs? That's bullshit.
There's
she
a
lied.
Crab there.
She lied. Yeah, there's a crab.
It's interesting. Kind
of, yeah, there's a lot going on here.
Very interesting, Left Hand.
Yeah, like it. I like it. It's a really cool label. So everybody on Periscope can see what we're drinking. All right, Frank. As far as we don't have to necessarily jump on the thing, let's do the smell.
Cheers to the smell.
Let's do it.
Interesting. Key's got crabs.
By Felicia, Too High for Life, baby. Yeah, I got crabs for you.
It's gingery, that's for sure. I would say ginger is the predominant smell I'm getting off it.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely got a lot of that ginger root smell. More earthy.
Yeah.
More, like, it's like they sprinkled it in there instead of maybe flavoring or actually steeped. It's like it was dusted in there. It's definitely
right.
Full of ginger, very strong body to it. I almost sneezed. Did you almost sneeze?
No.
I almost sneezed. It's just that much ginger's in there. All right. So, are we ready to taste it? Oh, disclaimer.
Yeah.
I am not a fan of ginger.
I'm not either, but it's good for you.
I hear you. Makes you poop better. All
cheers
right.
To the taste.
Let's do it. Very strong, guys. This is a very aggressive ginger right off the first go. Oh. Now, this beer could possibly be a get your feet wet type of ordeal, which means the more you drink it, the less aggressive it becomes. But right off the bat, it tastes like a ginger snap cookie to me. Not like a cookie in itself, but those that have ever eaten a ginger snap, that aggressive ginger hit, boom. Or you actually took ginger beer, a ginger ale, so and poured in just a regular beer that had no flavor. That's also a good way to describe this. It's got some bite.
Oh, serious bite. Ginger, cardamom.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say allspice, but...
No, allspice is one of them. It's spicy as shit. So it's definitely got a little heat to it. And we're saying not heat, like hot, but spicy.
Dry.
Very dry.
Really dry.
What is that? Brian Man RT said nutmeg? No, I'm not getting any nutmeg in that. For me, I'm not getting nutmeg, but it's got some dark earth tones to it, such as, like you said, cardamom. We've got a little bit of clove going on, but ginger
is the
star. The ginger, it's like you literally took a bite out of, like, you just bit into the root, the ginger root, and just sucked on it. It's very aggressive. I could definitely see a lot of people being turned off by this, but I could also see a lot of adventurers loving this because it's the beer that's complementing the ginger.
It's fresh ginger, though, because it's got, like, the when you grate ginger, it gives off a lot of juice.
Right.
So it's got that outside dark rind to it. It's got the flesh of the ginger root and also the juice. So it's all of that kind of competing. Wow.
It's got some heat.
I don't think
it.
This is for the faint of heart.
No. Even though the ABV is extremely low, this is not a beginner.
No, it's not a pounder.
Yeah, you got to take your time with this. Now, if you're a true ginger fanatic, and in the culinary world, I've met a few. Mm-hmm. They're like, could you add ginger to that? I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, put some ginger in my grilled cheese sandwich. You got it, bro.
Well, it's actually very good for you. It's very good for digestion.
Absolutely. That and, what is it, garlic as well? It's very good for you, but this is very aggressive. Truly, this is one. Now, but it's comfortable. It's aggressive, but it's comfortable. And like Frank said, you got to sip on this.
Our Giants fan friend was wondering whether it's autumnal. You think it fits like the profile of an autumn beer?
Well, autumnish. Okay, autumnal. I was thinking about robots and steampunk stuff.
No, I used a big word for you.
Ah, yes, it hurt my head. Today's head hurt was brought to you by what was
autumnal.
Word? Ouch. Check it out. Basically, is this an autumn beer? I would suggest yes. This is a fall beer, not a winter beer. Winter beers are more of the warming factor.
Thicker and heavier.
Yeah. Yes, this would be great
this
for...
This is the edge of summer when you're first starting to turn, like yep. That first cold day.
Yeah, you're like, you know what? Ginger is the way it goes. It's got a warming factor. Now, here's the cool part. If you do not like this beer and you take a sip out of it, I would suggest if you own a CryoVac machine or the food saver bag thing, you know what I'm talking about, Frank?
Mm-hmm.
Put this with some chicken.
Like a sous vide?
Oh, yeah. Just put it, pour a whole bottle to a big-ass chicken titty and CryoVac it, right? Remove that air out and let it sit for 24 hours. Matter of fact, a lot of people don't know this. Go freeze it. Because what happens with ice, it moves, it expands, and it pierces the meat, right? So with this beer, it'll pierce the meat a little bit, and it'll put that ginger profile in it. I'd hit it with a little lemon and pepper.
Okay. Ooh,
I think it would work great. This would be good for marinating if you're into ginger chicken, ginger fish, ginger beef, whatever you're looking for. If you're looking for a nice, good ginger hit, I think this beer would work great for that. I think this has, as far as us, it's a great find. For those that may not like it and go, oh, I don't like this, I would go ahead and take that negative, turn it into a culinary positive.
My tongue is... sort of numb.
Yeah, it's fucking hella gingerish.
Yeah, it is seriously gingerish.
Silly girl said, Ginger from Gilligan's Island, we wish. She can numb our tongues anytime. So, I mean, back then, not now, because that's not flavorful now.
You would take her now.
Yeah, I would.
So I'm going to get down to my rating. You know what? I thought I was going to rate this not quite on the low side, but a little bit more above average. I think I'm actually going to go kind of high on it.
Really?
It's something really, really different. I don't think I've tasted anything so gingery. It's not totally off-putting. It's a little off-putting just because you and I both don't really appreciate ginger that much.
Yeah. I have a question to ask you. As we've been sipping on it, does it also taste like ginger tea with a hit of lemon and a little bit of honey?
I can see that.
Yeah, it's very, it's unique. But continue. I just wanted to ask you. I didn't want to forget that at all. Sorry about that.
I'm going to go 4 or 5.
Well, I'm going to surprise you.
Yeah.
4.9.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Oh, well, it's phenomenal. I'm not a ginger fan either, but the more you drink this, the, what is it? Anonymous Leto said it sounds girly.
No.
Absolutely. It is not girly. This will put some hair on your chest.
Put the hair back on you. You know what I'm saying, baby?
Again, even though the ABV is extremely low, right? Below 5%, right? This is a very aggressive palate wrecking beer. Ginger. It's got really cool dark aspects to it. It's a very dark beer. Hence the label that looks like a candy skull. And it's got a mongoose fighting a cobra. There's a lot going on.
I think an Indian.
Got a little Indian mantra thing going on.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? It's a wonderful beer. It's got a lot of spice. It's shocking and surprising. And I would suggest if anybody ever gets their hands on some Left Hand Brewing, please, you got to try out Good Juju ale brewed with ginger. It's phenomenal. It's crazy.
Maybe it'll help with the GERD.
It will help with your GERD. Do not hold us to that. You never know. It might actually help, you know. It says, Silly Girl asked, it's a top-notch autumnal beer?
Autumnal.
Autumnal.
Yeah. Autumnal.
Is it for fall? Yes.
I'll read the big words.
Stop working with the big... Y'all...
Yes.
Say what it actually... Yes, it's a fall beer. Yes. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and move on to the next beer. Frank, I think this was a good pull, dude.
Yeah.
I'm fucking blown away. I actually... Every Left Hand Brewing Company is starting to be one of those breweries that people should not underestimate.
There's some good shit coming out of Colorado.
Shit. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and move on to the next beer. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, right now we are back live with you guys on a pre-recorded show here on obsbeers.com. Right now we're filming live on Periscope. Check us out on OBS Beers. You guys don't understand. You guys are listening. It's great. But how cool would it be for you to literally participate with us while we're recording these shows? And also, here's a huge disclaimer. My vagina is acting up because my fucking hand hurts because I can't have any pain meds.
Ew.
While we're drinking. This shit sucks. Fuck, it hurts, man.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
You got it, baby. What are we doing, Bubba?
From High Water Brewing, we've got Rio de Oro.
Ooh. Which, by the way, isn't there a singer by the name of Rio de Oro?
No.
Good, because that would sound like she would suck.
It's a Belgian-style golden ale. It's 8.5% ABV.
Nice.
Brewed and bottled by High Water Brewing Company out of San Jose, California. If you want more information on these guys, oddly enough, ask Siri. Ask Google, ask Alexa, ask some bum on the street.
Absolutely.
But ask somebody.
One cool thing about this particular beer, it's 1 year old. And number two, the number one beer that this company makes, this brewery makes, is their S'mores beer, which is 100% hands down one of the best s'mores beers on the market. And I think a lot of people try to get up to there. And I haven't found any other beers that rival what the High Water Brewery has ever put out. And to be honest with you, these guys are phenomenal. The brewery actually gave this to us, so shout out to High Water Brewing Company. You guys are phenomenal. You guys are friendly. You guys supported us on our journey as far as beer reviewers go. And as of right now, bam, there it is. There's the bottle. I hate to be a fucking goddamn Nazi about shit, so I'm gonna hold the bottle. Frank just did it, but it was like all fucking weird and shit and fucking, I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, I know, but that's just the way shit's gotta go.
All right, so the look of it, as advertised, it is super golden, almost bordering on an amber. Deep honey colored. Even though it's 8.5, the legs aren't crazy. You would think for 8.5% ABV, it would have better legs to it. If you don't know what legs are, when you tilt your glass and you watch, there's always a residual alcohol that runs down the side of your glass. You see it more when people are dealing with wine, but in higher ABV beers, you do get legs on the side of the glass.
Just to let you guys know, on obsbeers.com under our beer directory, Beers Knowledge, starting tomorrow, you guys will actually see a video on exactly what legs are. Now, for those that may not still fully understand what Frank just put down, the layman's term is, if you ever had cough syrup and you drink it out of that little plastic serving cup that they have, that residue that runs down the side of that plastic cup is quintessentially legs. All right, let's get down to the smell, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Boozy? A little booze.
Malty.
Oh, my God. Stinking cereal. Super malty, super sweet. It almost smells like a barley wine.
A little medicine-y.
Absolutely. It's pretty aggressive to the nose, brother.
Caramel?
Yeah.
Toffee.
It's got a lot of... The malts that are in here are caramel. Is it me, or does it smell a little Pilsner-ish? But it's got a Belgium hit to it to me. It's got a little German to it. It's got a little Das Boots to it.
I think it's got more of a Belgian hit than the Butternut's had.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Soylent Green are people.
Yes.
Fun fact.
Indeed.
All right. So we both agree. It's got a little foreign smell to it. Little German kiss to it. Mm. It's got some caramel notes. And it's super fucking malty.
Yeah.
Let's get it, brother, for 8.5%.
Slauncher.
I'm going to have to say that this is extremely aggressive on the malt profile.
Yeah.
Very malty. It almost has a sticky syrup hit to it. Now, the most identifiable syrup out there is honey. It's got a nice little earth tone of honey. It's the body of it's watery and thick at the same time. Almost like if you had milk covered, you had milk and you filled up a cup full of ice and you let it sit for a while. It's kind of like that little balance. Very light in body. It's got tons of fruits and it does taste like a Pilsner to me. Sorry. Sorry to say it's got that little Pilsner hit. There's a little bit of some Belgium going on.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Overall, super, super malty, man. And for those that don't know what malt is, it is the sweet aspect of a beer, okay? Just letting you guys know.
Lots of caramel, lots of honey. Booze is at the back.
Babies.
So I'm not getting the booze up front, so to me it's not that aggressive. But all of a sudden, once you get that kind of swallowed down, that's where you're getting that alcoholic burn.
Oh, yeah. Boozy, too. Sorry about that. I kind of overlooked it based upon the malt profile. I was kind of trying to get down with that malt. malt, man. That malt is heavy.
It's delicious, though.
And for those that are watching us on Periscope Live, yes, I am left-handed, and this fucking sucks. I really, really enjoy this. This is more of a... I think this style of beer, as far as that boozy hit and the sweetness of it, I find this beer more of a, I guess, a whiskey glass and whiskey stones style sipping. I think this isn't a downer. I think this is more of a, okay, like a Netflix and chill night. You know, like this is the sipper. This is the camaraderie beer. I think this is the slow your horses and have a beer and just enjoy it. Because, yeah, we could down this, but I think the booze burn and that too much sweet would get you nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is more of a let your body hang with it and enjoy and, you know, just take your time with it. This is more of a, yeah, type of beer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes total sense. I think it's, you hit it right on the head. It's too boozy and it's too sweet to be crushable. I mean, you can still get higher ABV beers that are still crushable.
Yeah.
This is not one of them, though. I think I've had beers that are higher than 10% that have less of a booziness to it. And I think that this...
Johnny Mnemonic 2 asks, like a wine?
No, it's more like a brandy or a whiskey.
There you go. Hope that answered your question. Anything else that you wanted to add to this, brother?
No, I'm going to go ahead and rate it. I'm going to give it a 4.5.
Ooh, today's high marks today.
Yeah, it's high marks. It's an interesting example of a Belgian golden, and they don't bill it as a golden strong. It's just a straight Belgian golden.
Impressive Kitty wants to know, what's the price point on this? And I actually do know that. Here in Las Vegas, Nevada, you can get this bottle, believe it or not, less than $11.
There you go. But we got this one straight from the brewery at a festival.
Compliments.
Compliments.
Pull your pants down, everybody. Pull your pants down.
Key, give your rating.
All right, I can do that.
Please.
The Rio del Oro is absolutely stellar, coming in at 8.5% alcohol by volume. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and rate this beer 4.7.
4.7.
100%. Wow. It is delicious. This is that slow down, diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging in a scene with a gangsta lean. Ooh, ooh.
I have no idea what you just said.
It's a song. This song is 100%. No, wait, song or beer? No, wait, beer.
Beer.
This beer is 100% stellar.
Stellar.
This is something that you and your comrades, before you do the Hucklebuck, will enjoy.
Comrades.
Communist Red Dawn down. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very phenomenal beer. Everything that I've stated earlier, we'll go insert it into this particular grade. Frank, this beer is delicious.
Yeah, it's delightful.
I'm calling bottoms on this. I'll be the bottom boy on this beer bottle. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next beer. But we'll be back after this commercial break. Hope you fuckers are enjoying yourself. Chilloverradio.net. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. And everybody, please, everyone that's listening right now, even live on Periscope, pull your motherfucking pants down.
We'll be right back after this.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Keith.
I was wondering. So you know what I just recently got into beers.
Okay.
And I went over to a couple of stores, and I'm not going to lie to you, I got super overwhelmed by the sheer fact that, see, when I was growing up, you were able to buy beer in cases,
right,
and that was it, or 40 ounces.
Right.
So I go into a couple of stores, craft beer stores here in town, Las Vegas, and I notice they have these aisles of single bottles, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's interesting, right?
Yeah, and so it was like build your own six. I saw some 20, I believe they're 22-ounce bottles, and I believe they're called bombers, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so I was able to look through them, but I just got really overwhelmed, and literally, I think I almost had an anxiety attack. So I'm like, okay, I want this, but oh my God, and I didn't know what to do.
It's Frank, like a kid in the candy store.
Oh yeah, it's like going to Harbor Freight on fucking sales day with their news flyers.
Yep.
All right, so let me ask you this.
Sure.
You've been doing this a lot longer than me as far as home brewing and all that good stuff. What do you do when you're trying to decipher a really good beer with this overwhelmed feeling?
That is a really good question, my friend. What I do is I go to obsbeers.com.
Okay, obsbeers.com?
Obsbeers.com.
Oh, wow.
Thousands and thousands of beer reviews, and they're told from the point of the regular guy.
So you mean it's not like going to be based upon another something? You know, when I looked at some beer reviews, it's like, okay, this is according to blah, blah, blah.com.
Right.
So what do you mean? Could you elaborate a little more on that? I'm trying so I can understand.
OBS Beers doesn't care about blah, blah, blah.com.
No blah, blah, blah?
No, there is no blah, blah, blah. It's all on their own.
Really?
OBSBeers.com. They do it on their own.
Like open and go?
Yeah, kind of.
Wow.
And they do it with their pants off.
Night, with their pants off.
With their pants off.
Man, there's nothing more than I like to do than just be free from the lower half, like in cartoons.
Right.
What else are those guys located on, and how do I find them based upon OBSBeers.com? Let's say I don't really want to go to the website. Do they have any other social media? Because you know I'm a social media junkie.
Man, they're on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and Google Plus and Skype, Snapchat.
Wait. Did you say Skype? Like, sure. I could like hit these guys up like visually?
Absolutely.
Oh my God, that's awesome. And so obsbeers.com, you say, huh?
Yep.
All right, man. I appreciate your time. I'm going to go back in there. I'm going to go check out the website.
Please.
I'm going to go ahead and get my beer on, and I'll see you next time, brother.
Sounds good, man.
Welcome back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and right now we're about to get down with a very, very intense beer brought to us by Jasper.
Thanks, Jasper.
Absolutely. Jasper Chef from Periscope mailed this to us and said, you will love this brewery. And by the way, we've been trying for 4 years to get our hands on this brewery, and we finally got it. Frank, what are we doing?
This is from Southern Tier Brewing Company. It's 2X Stout, double milk stout. It contains lactose sugars.
Lactose sugars.
Brewed and bottled by Southern Tier Brewing out of Lakewood, New York.
Absolutely.
This was born on 9/1/16 at 7:44 p.m. That's awesome.
That's awesome. That's
great. And
it
is 7.5% in this little 12-ounce bottle.
12-ounce bottle. Pull your pants down, ladies and gentlemen.
Pull down, swipe to the right.
Southern Tier is probably one of the most revered brewing companies in the nation. The cool part about this brewery is there's a huge, awesome story about how this guy started. And you guys should check out their website and head over there and read their about page. Bottoms.
Well, we've got guests on board. Small.
Absolutely. Oh, no, yeah. We got guests. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two lovely ladies. There is Yvonne here hanging out in the crowd. And is it Yvonne? Yvonne? Fine as fuck? I don't know. It's French for fine as fuck. She's a sexy, delicious chocolate person.
Felicia wants to know where the cat bucket went. It's on the other side of the room.
Yeah, it's on the other side next to the tampons on aisle 7. Make a left. We also have Love Bug in the house. And they're going to be hanging out with us for a little bit because it is Yvonne's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy 19th birthday. Underage drinking at its finest? No, she's not. Actually, she's getting... let me find out what her age is. What is your age? Thanks for speaking up for your friend. That is great. No, don't make me make up something right now on the spot. How old are you, Miss Yvonne? She is 30. She has a great, beautiful camel toe, ladies and gentlemen. It's beautiful. Wonderful camel toe. It is young, vital, and puffy. The way that we like camel toes, Frank. Right, Frank?
She looked.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever want a woman to look at her own pussy, just say, oh my God, nice camel toe. What? And then they pull the meats out and you're like, oh my God. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. All right, guys. So Frank, can I see the bottle, please? We got to put it back on the stand for everybody. Jody from California said, embarrassing. OMG. Ladies and gentlemen, if you bring anybody to my house, you should automatically know that I don't give a fuck and you should have warned. So there it is. And she's enjoying herself, guys. She's actually slapping her vagina. Thank you, Yvonne, for slapping your vagina live on the show without knowing, seeing. All right, Frank, what do we got on this particular visual?
Well, it's a stout. Nice and dark. It's got great legs. Head didn't really stay up.
No, very faint. But usually most stouts do that.
Somewhat, not quite mocha, a little more white. So kind of typical stout. Looks nice, though.
Absolutely. You know what else looks nice? Yvonne looks nice. And also, you know what else looks nice on top of that? Have you checked out Miss Lovebug the way she walks?
Oh, yeah.
Fat ass. This is a whole fat ass brigade. Love it. They got great smiles, comable faces. It's great. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get down to the smell. Let's get it. And we're only talking about the beer. Hopefully our guests will let us get a whiff later.
I'm so flustered now. I'm
I'm not flaccid. Flustered he is. I am not flaccid. That's right. Baby dicks unite. Mm-hmm. Paper cuts in your mouth. Okay. I'm getting smoked chocolate. Well, more of burnt chocolate and a little bit of like really over roasted coffee. So okay. far, the smell is a little off-putting. Well, for me, it's a great fragrance. But for a lot of people, it could literally be a little bit over roasted, overdone. It's got a little char to it. It smells like outdoors. Mm. It has a great fragrance for those that know exactly what stout should smell like if you're going to do two times. So this is a double or an imperial stout, guys, just to let you guys know about that sort of explanations. Well, anything that's double is usually an imperial or it's a double IPA. Well, here's a little fun fact. Anything that says double, triple, or imperial are literally the same. It's just, that's just how that is. And it says two times stouts. So this makes it a double stout.
I'll go with you.
So I'm going to roll with the more professional term of an imperial. It has a lot of aggression to it, Frank.
What he said.
All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and move on to the taste. And right now, we are still dealing with our hard-ons thanks to the ladies in the room. It almost tastes like Yvonne's kisses. I mean, I haven't had it yet, but I'm assuming that her kisses taste like this. Yeah, I'm thirsty as fuck. She's sexy. She's cute. She's got like a nice hairstyle from the 80s. It's cute. It's all wisped to the side. Or
women have come into the room and God will never make any more.
That's right. Because I'm going to destroy the mold. Okay, so.
So getting back to beer. Hi, welcome to our show. So it is coffee, chocolate. I mean, it's a stout. Stouts are pretty straightforward in what they've got. There's usually not a lot of spice to it. There's not a lot of hops to it. This one is creamy because it's got lactose in it.
Yeah. It's got that milk flavor to
it. Yeah, so if you don't know what lactose is actually milk sugar, and it's non-fermentable. So the lactose actually stays suspended in the beer, and it gives it that creamy texture and that creamy mouthfeel.
Fun fact, if you are lactose intolerant, this does not bother you. Believe it or not, if you are lactose intolerant, this has zero effect on that sort of irritation, believe it or not.
But there's not a lot else that you can really say of it. Different chocolates.
I can definitely name a few.
Some bitter, like almost bordering on baker's bitter, then not quite milk chocolate, definitely dark. And coffee, I don't know if I would say over roasted, maybe just at that edge, not quite Starbucks.
Like maybe sitting a little longer than it should.
Maybe.
Okay. For me, guys, I'm going to go ahead and piggyback off of Frank here. It's got wonderful chocolate notes. I think the star of the show are the chocolate notes and the lactose department. It's almost like taking whole milk and whipping cream, blend it up, throw in some nice Nestle Quick chocolate and kind of like burn, like put a little heat on it, a little touch of smoke, and then all of a sudden take your day-old coffee and blend it right in. It's got that light body to it and that sort of coffee hit. But the star of the show is the chocolate profile. For me, cocoa nibs, white chocolate, dark chocolate, bitters chocolate, no milk chocolate on my end, but overall it's definitely chocolate forward. That's the body that I'm experiencing. This particular beer. So Frank, what you got on that rating, unless you have anything else to piggyback off what I said? I'll badminton with you.
I don't think so. Let's just get into the rating. I'm gonna go 4.2.
Kind of low on the show.
Well, low for the night.
But, pull your pants down, bro.
But it's definitely above average. And I mean, it's a stout. It's not anything really fancy. It just is. It is what it is.
Absolutely. I'm gonna go with a. You know what? Let's do a 4.2. I'm gonna agree with you on the score. I think Southern Tier, with all the hype, it actually backed itself up. It's decent. It's stellar. For those that knows Southern Tier, it'll be decent to you. For those like us who have never had Southern Tier, it's phenomenal. It's got a nice body to it, but it's a simplistic beer. This particular beer just makes you go, man, I wonder what else they have. I think this is a great product ploy to have you go, I need more Southern Tier. It's just that cool and that neat. And also,
a little gritty at the end.
Well, chalk. A little chalk, like a little cocoa chalk, a little powder.
Yeah, maybe.
A little, it's gritty. And I think that's a cool thing because you're like, I need a little more. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and move on to our next beer. We'll be back in 2 seconds. By the way, we love vagina as much as you do. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We're on our final destination, which we like to call, what is this, dessert?
deserve.
And right now we want to give a huge shout out to Clarence Air on Periscope. Make sure you guys check her out. Her name is Clarence Air. Oh yeah, Miss Jasmine's wonderful. She has like the best meats I've ever met in person. You guys can check out Jasmine on obsbeers.com, but Clarence Air is her IG handle, and you guys might want to reach her to check out some of the cool discounts she finds on flights, believe it or not. And she's actually a native, I believe, from Alaska, or her family lives in Alaska, so she always brings back to us at obsbeers.com beers from Alaska, which is a phenomenal thing. So ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and rock and roll with it. Frank, what do you got for them?
For Midnight Sun Brewing Company, this is called Monk's Mistress. It's a Belgian style. Somebody asked before, are we doing dark? It's a Belgian style special dark ale. It is 11.5%.
I'm sorry, what was that ABV, sir?
11.5.
Oh, Lord, that's some high shit right there.
Midnight Sun is out of Anchorage, Alaska. If you want more information on them, midnightsunbrewing.com.
Now, cool factor on this particular brewery is they are one of the most superior trades out there on the market in the U.S. A lot of people want these guys' beers. They don't really sell too far out of Alaska that we are aware of, but this 11.5% is up my alley. I am all about the high ABV, and that's the shit. And I call bottoms on this beer. But we'll get to that a little bit later on our comedy hour shenanigans, and when we're done with the podcast, make sure you guys check us out on OBS Beers on Periscope. It's wonderful. Yvonne.
No comment, folks.
That absolutely means that's actually worse than I plead the fuck in fifth. That means,
get me my rape whistle.
She's like, oh my God, he's a fat-looking Mexican, but he's black. Ooh, girl. Ladies and gentlemen, we have some guests in the building, and I'm just all about the sexual harassment. Frank?
Yeah.
How do you like the label?
Label's kind of cool. It's
cool.
Let's go whimsical.
Whimsical.
There's a monk on it.
There's a monk.
And lots of ladies.
Ladies.
I guess
vagina.
He's choosing a mistress for himself.
Absolutely.
It's full of whimsy.
It goes against the monk's code of vagina.
Right.
So anybody that is actual practice of the monks and you're looking into the show, we're not making fun of you. We're making fun of the label. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get down to the smell. So if you do not know the protocol for a beer of this high altitude, what you want to do is have the partner that you're with. Altitude, yep. What you want to do is have them lay back, open their legs, put your finger in, hook it, and pull it to the side. And Frank, what do we do?
Boys and girls, there is a disclaimer at the beginning of the show.
Well, they know that, Frank.
Shut up.
No.
I suggest that you listen to the disclaimer.
No,
don't
Frank.
Don't skip by that.
Okay, what?
Don't skip past the disclaimer.
Okay, so we got the panties
just
pulled.
Just for this reason.
So we got the panties pulled to the side.
Yes.
And Frank, what are we doing next since the panties are pulled to
face
the side?
Face in. God damn it.
Are we smelling it?
Why not?
Let's put our face in it. Labias to you. Little man in the boat, I found you.
Let's drink it. Little man in the boat? God almighty.
A lot of people can't find him. He's
sorry,
right
folks.
There.
And again, don't skip through the disclaimer.
Ladies and gentlemen, I took a really quick whiff, and it smells strong.
God damn.
It's boozy. It's wonderful. It's
I'm
got a nice...
distracted by the man in the boat.
All I know is this. It's funny to watch him row, row, row when it squirts. It's just
apparently.
Great. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen it get erect?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's wonderful. It's like standing in salute, and you're saying hello, and I'm like...
Hello.
Hello, little man in the boat.
Good
ladies
morning.
And gentlemen, if you guys aren't following, we're talking about a clitoris and a vagina. It usually looks like a little boat. It looks like a canoe. A hatchet wound.
I wouldn't call it a clitoris.
Matter of fact, you know, I like this word, sniz. I like your sniz. Yvonne,
what do you get off,
I love your
what
sniz.
What do you get off the smell?
Jesus. I'm getting sniz? No, it smells like a barley wine to me. It's very 100% super aggressive, malty booze. It is very aggressive. It smells, matter of fact, the smell that's coming off of it will burn your eyes. It's putting the alcoholic burn to the nose. It is very astringent and super aggressive. And that I can get past that a little bit, and it's very malty. Ugh, sniz.
My turn.
Yes.
Thank you. I agree with some of what you said. I'm not getting the normal kind of dark fruits that you get off of a barley wine, the, you know, prunes and raisins.
Vagina.
And it's sweet, but I'm just not getting that.
Yeah, like I said, it was just boozy.
Yeah, it's boozy, caramelly, toffee, but in both cases going towards burn, not burn, but dark. So interesting. You know, we did a Belgian golden. Now we're doing a Belgian dark. We're excited.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's go ahead and put our face in it. Now that we're already down there.
Let's get our face.
Little man in the boat wants some conversation. Let's put our mouths on it. Interesting.
Oh, shit.
Interesting that you said that there was no dark fruit on the fragrance, mm-hmm. but tons of dark fruit on the taste. So prunes, yep. figs, dates, raisins, everything.
Lots of raisins.
A lot of all that dark Belgiumness that belongs in a Belgium beer, it's absolutely there. It's very aggressive. It's also smooth. And it's, you know, the smell was more aggressive than the actual fragrance.
Smoky?
Definitely smoky as fuck. Absolutely. Have you seen the way Yvonne's walks? Very smoky.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes, I have.
So what do you got on that taste, my good sir?
Fuck it. Let's go 5.
No. What about your taste? Your description of your taste? Yeah, it's a 5. You got damn right.
I'm going to give it a 5, and it's smoky, raisiny, pruny, datey, whatever dark fruits are out there, they're in there. It does taste like a barley wine. It doesn't smell like a barley wine, but it tastes like a barley wine. Jody from California would like to know, is it figgy?
Yes.
Yes.
Very figgy.
Yeah.
When you describe dark beers with dark fruits, figs, prunes, raisins, dates are usually your go-to fruits. There's a lot of other ones that are out there, but those are the most recognizable ones as far as describing these styles of dark, aggressive beers.
Yeah, so this is a 5. It's a memorable beer. Almost borders on a little bit too boozy, but I like the taste of it. I'm still going to give it a 5. Fuck it.
Absolutely. I'm going with a 5. It's great. It burns. It would go great with vagina or sniz. If you don't want to say the word vagina, pussy, or snatch, or whatever, sniz is a wonderful way to take this. And this particular beer would go in the style of winter.
Yeah, it's not autumnal.
This is not artisanal. Am I saying it right? Artisanal?
No.
Artisanal?
No.
Autistic?
No.
No, but it's autumn, like fall.
I will do the big words.
Automationable, like words. Robots, like space camp?
Fall.
Reach arounds?
Fall.
Fall. I'm standing. I'm sitting.
Fall.
Pull your pants down. My hand still hurts. Did you guys know that? My hand still hurts like shit. So, ladies and gentlemen, this would be good in the winter. Thank you so much for asking us that. It's autumnal. It's like an animal with
Again,
leaves.
I will handle the big words.
Absolutely. If you guys heard the chuckling in the background, that is Sniz laughing it up. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, what we're going to do at this point now, did I give it my score? I don't think I did.
No, you're 5. Too focused on Sniz.
Yeah, Sniz is great. Have you ever had it with a ham cheese sandwich? Oh my fucking God, dip it in that shit. So 5. I know, like you, instead of having like a grilled cheese and like tomato bisque, dip it in some sniz. It's great.
Go for the whole Reuben.
But you know, not a lot of people want hot food thrown in their sniz. You gotta find the right one, you know, and just get sniz juice on it.
Keep it on the side.
Mm-hmm. Just like dip.
Messy's good.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Pour a little bit of fondue on some pussy.
Fondue.
Fondue sniz. Mm-hmm. You know what?
Don't skip the disclaimer.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Today's code word is sniz, brought to you by Sniz Incorporated for what you want to put in your mouth at a low price. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on to our next segment. And believe it or not, if you guys are first time listening to our show, if you check out us on Periscope Live while we're doing this recording, you get to ask us questions about the 5 beers that we did for the evening, and we're going to do our closeout. So you ready, Frank?
2 questions for each of us, please.
And we'll be right back.
Hi, welcome back. It's the end of the show. We are doing a new thing where we're soliciting questions, which means asking, from our viewers on Periscope. So we would like to get a couple of questions apiece for Key and for me.
Now, if you guys
we'll answer them and credit you.
Absolutely. If you guys are going to ask either one of us, please put our name in the comment section. For anybody on Periscope right now, make sure you check us out on Periscope, OBS Beers, and we would like to answer your questions right now. So let's rock and roll.
So before anybody asks it, Key's hand is broken from vigorous masturbating.
I work.
That's the last time that question will not be answered again.
I work in a dildo factory.
Right. So it's got to be about beer.
Yep. Not dildo factories. Key, if you had to drink one beer running down the street screaming, which one would it be from Pitbull Beer Master? If I had to go down as a lunatic, it would definitely have to be the Monk's Mistress Belgium style beer. I would love to scream with that because I know that I'm going to get arrested as an African American. I might as well be fucked up and remember the night at that point. So yes, very good question. Next.
Make sure you put the name of the person you're asking.
I said Pitbull Beer Master.
Jackass.
He
I'm
said
talking about
he.
The people up there. There were other questions while you weren't paying attention.
Oh, well, pull your pants down. Fuck.
God.
How you doing over there, you
I got mine.
Yeah, baby. It's good. Well, they smell nice, too.
Anything else?
Key compelling flavor on the 11.5. Yes.
All right. So since nobody's going to ask me a fucking question.
All right. I got you. Books. I got you, Frank. Wait. Drinking beer, watching Save It Private Ryan's Privates from Sancho's 11.
You don't get another one,
Justin. Okay. So, Frank, I got a question for you. Yeah. Okay. Oh, here we go. From Silly Girl. This is the Frank. Best beginner beer of the five. Very good, Miss Brenda. Thank you for bringing your vagina to the show.
I'm going
to
go with the left hand double milk stout.
Yeah, you had to say left hand. I can't use mine.
Damn it. It's Southern Tier. It's not left hand. I was thinking left hand juju. But it's Southern Tier double milk stout. It's probably the tamest of them all.
Yeah.
The Midnight Sun, no, that's not for a beginner. And the Heine Weiss, it's close, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So I'd go with the Southern Tier double 2X Stout.
Absolutely. You know, Frank, I'm going to throw in one. I'm going to sneak in. I'm going to slide your panties to the side and throw one in you. All right, Frank, out of all these beers, which one would you give your child as soon as you think they're ready for beer? Which one would it be?
Heineken's.
And why is that?
Because I liked it so much, and that would be nice to share with my child.
Like a good milestone, huh?
Sure.
Nice. Awesome. Underage drinking at Frank's house. Y'all check them out.
You said when they come of age.
Fuck. Right. I don't know what age that is in your house.
I'm
just saying.
You said come of age.
Right. I'm just saying. I don't know what that is in your house rules of age of children. Well, God, fuck you, buddy.
This is my last show.
Yeah, good. Bye, Felicia.
Let's see.
That's not Fleek.
No. What am I going to go with? Key.
Yeah, what's up?
What are you going to cook with Midnight Sun?
Ooh, what?
Monk's Mistress.
Whoa, that's a really good question. What would I cook with Midnight Sun? It would definitely be some sniz, but if I couldn't get my hand on some good quality sniz, I seriously, and this is going to sound crazy, I'd literally take a crock pot and take several of these and literally crock pot ribs. Yep, or maybe a good pork butt, because I do like ass. Even though the pork butt's a shoulder, it's just a cool thing to say, hey girl, you got some pork butt. I would honestly use this in a crock pot setting.
Okay.
Jody from California says, sniz is a Dr. Seuss word. No shit. He's a pervert. Mm-hmm. He's a pervert. I love it. The cat in the hat. That means a cat on the hat. Pop on cop. You know, all that good shit. Frank, out of all of them, which one was perfectly executed from Filet Mignon Chef from Arizona?
I think I'm going to go with High Water Brewing Rio de Oro.
Ooh.
I think that one just had perfect notes to it. Although I don't believe I gave it a 5.
You actually gave it, I think it was one of the lowest marks, though.
It stayed true to style. That's where I'm headed.
Ladies and gentlemen, I accidentally spreaded my fingers in my cast and I set myself on fire. This hurts like shit, Frank.
It hurts like shit, but those were our questions.
All right, wait.
We're done.
Wait, are you sure? We still got a few more minutes, Frank. Frank, do you have a question? Can we do a few more questions? Can we do a few more? Can I talk you into it?
I'll do one more.
All right, let's do one more. Ladies and gentlemen.
Key, out of all five, which one would you change something specific in?
I'll be honest with you, none. I am not. I mean, I love beer to the point to where I don't want anything to be changed. I like the way that each beer was executed. I enjoy the sheer fact that all, and that came from Justin Pitbull, correct? I believe that came from Justin Pitbull. Or somebody.
It was from Moy.
Oh, it was from Moy Perez. My apologies. We're going to retract that. Thank you. You guys, well, it is cold outside. Don't have your dicks out. It will retract as well. I think all five beers were executed for what they are. I think all five beers on today's show is what the beer master and the brewery would envision their beers to be sold. I really enjoy all of them. I can't really say who was better. I mean, stacked up against each other, there are some that blow the other ones out of the water. But if we stack all these beers compared to all other beers on the planet, these are some top-notch shit. Any other questions, ladies and gentlemen, on Periscope? Let's rock and roll. We got one more for Frank, and we'll get out of here, all right? Let's do one more on Periscope. So, Frank, gonna help Key now since Key is a lefty. Are you gonna help me with the masturbation?
Nine
times, he says. All right, that's a wonderful question. Frank, here we go. One more from Pitbull Beer Master.
If I could own one of these breweries, which one would it be?
Very good question from Pitbull Beer Masters, number 2.
Butternuts.
You damn right.
Damn right.
All right, so Frank, if you want, let's go ahead and close the show out. Frank, go ahead and tell them how to get a hold of us, who we're thinking, and everyone else. Give it to them. Frank, take it away.
Oh, man. So you can catch us all over the place at OBS Beers, especially Periscope. Key is on 6 nights a week because I take the other night. But we're all over Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Snapchat occasionally. You name it, we're there. Just check us out. YouTube. Definitely go to YouTube. And don't forget our website, obsbeers.com.
Fair enough. And who do we want to thank other than the normal people? Let's thank, who do we work for?
ChillLoverRadio.net.
God damn it, they're sexy over there too.
Awesome people.
Editorial department, I know normally we don't talk about you guys, but I'm going to tell you this right now. When you guys edit our show, me and Frank's pants down are so low, we watch you through the windows, even though you have no windows in that room.
I'm going to cut that out.
Mm-hmm. Now, number two.
Yeah.
We want to thank everybody watching us on Periscope, where we definitely know everyone's pants are down. And we want to thank you, each and every one of the listeners that are downloading the show.
Everybody.
Well, I mean, the ones that are downloading the show.
Still not everybody.
Okay, well, some of you motherfuckers,
just
thank you.
Just download it anyway.
Yeah, just do it anyway. Put your pants down. Thank you so much. We're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys next week. And we really do appreciate you guys. Happy birthday, Yvonne. Thank you for bringing your sniz. We want to say thank you very much to Miss Lovebug. God damn it, that camel toe's on fleek. All right, guys, we're out of here. Beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
And may the beer be with you.
May your bottle be filled with beer.
Bye, bitches.
Ugh.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.